I'd like to have you choose the songs that you'd like to sing. And if by chance you do not find the song in this hymn sheet, why, you tell me which song you would like to sing, and we'll try to sing it together. We'll start. I wonder if you've noticed that on the back page there are a lot of real nice songs. Have you noticed that? What else shall we sing? Yes. 46? Good.
Glad
sing the first two and the last verse of number 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven.
Sections that would like to choose a song, please hold up your hand. I'd like to give you the chance. Randy?
What's that?
Number 40? Thank you. We're going to sing all of this. Such a good song. Number 40.
Jesus loves me and I know all. Yeah.
Anybody in this section would like to choose a song?
27?
47. Thank you. We're going to sing all of number 47.
When he comes, when he comes.
Sections have had your chance. Now we're coming back here. You had a song, didn't you? Which one? 28. All right. Okay, we're going to sing the first verse and the chorus of number 28.
Grace is a
any song on the back page that we have not yet sung? Yes, sir.
44.
Good. We're going to sing the first and the last stanzas, number 44.
Thank you.
find one that we have not yet sung on the back page? A little girl in the red blouse is going to tell us which one. 45? Say, that's a good one. That's a good one. Number 45 on the back page. Let's sing it.
Too little light to know too long.
Sung. This boy here. 43. Well, by all means, let's sing it.
One door and only one, and get inside the room.
Yet one song we have not sung. Yes, you in the red. 42? Yes, that's right. Well, let's sing it. We wouldn't like to pass any of these songs up.
Why don't we go?
Bibles to Revelation, the fourth chapter. I promise that you will not have to turn to any other passages of Scripture this morning. We're going to talk about one chapter and two verses. We might refer to others, but we're going to just hold our Bibles open to just this one chapter. Revelation chapter 4. Now we're going to read the last part of the last verse. You read along with me quietly. I know most of you can read, and you read quietly along with me as I read just the last part of the last verse.
And for thy pleasure they are and were created.
We're going to talk a little bit this morning about why we are here. Perhaps if I were to ask boys and girls why they're here, all they'd say, well, Daddy and Mother said we're going to the conference at Wheaton, and that's why I'm here. Well, that's a wonderful reason. And I happen to be a daddy, and so I've made such a statement too. And I'm so thankful that my children are here. Well, let's think a little bit more about that. Now we know why we're here in Wheaton. But why are we here in this world? Why did God make us? Why did the Lord Jesus make us? Because the Bible says it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. I wonder if you boys and girls have ever thought about that. Why did the Lord Jesus make me? Why? Oh, why did He make me? We have the answer in the verse that we read. It says, for thy pleasure. For thy pleasure. And so this little lesson this morning is just directed to that one point. And may the Lord help us to just understand that one point. That we're here. The Lord Jesus has made you and me for His pleasure. So we can please Him. That's why. Now, perhaps you've noticed that while we were singing, I took a few things out of my pocket and placed them on the table. The first one we placed on the table is this... This what? I don't know what it is. It is very strange. I'll tell you the story about this. When we came to Wheaton on Saturday, we pulled up our car at the curb over here by the tree. And while we were taking the suitcases out of the trunk, back part of the car, I looked down on the curb and my eye rested upon this piece of... Would some 12-year-old boy tell me what you would call it? Maybe you would use a word that would begin with J. What would that word be? Some 12-year-old boy, tell me what this is. What do you think? Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And that's exactly what I thought when I saw this by the curb. There is a piece of junk. Well, you know, this has a few sharp corners on it. It might damage a tire. And tires are expensive these days. And so there's no daddy that wants to buy any more tires than he has to. And so I tell you what I did with this thing. I just picked it up and threw it over under the tree and felt that that would be a good place for it, over under the tree. And there I left it. I have no idea at all what this is. I do not know what it is supposed to be. I do not know what it has been. I do not know what it is. I do not know who made it. And I do not know for what purpose it was made. Absolutely, I'm in total ignorance about this piece of junk. Don't know who made it. Don't know why it was made. And do not know what purpose it has served. But at any rate, when all is said and done, it is of very little value at the present moment. And it certainly has been well called by our friend over here. You have given it a good name. It is junk. And so we don't know who made it. We don't know why they made it. We do not know the purpose for which it was made. And for all practical purposes, we'll say it has no value now. None whatever. And so let's get rid of it. If there is any boy who collects junk and would like to have that piece, that valuable, perhaps valuable to you, you may have it after this meeting. But for my purposes, we're finished with it. I don't know why it was made. I don't know who made it. And I don't know what good it is for. Now, another little appliance. I was thinking apparatus. But I guess you'd call this just a useful tool. And you all know what it is, don't you? It's toothbrush. Well, we know a little bit more about this article. This has been made, and I can read to you what it says on it. It says T-E-K. No doubt that's pronounced Tech. Tech Deluxe USA. Well, we know a little bit more about this thing that we did about the first thing. This has been made by the Tech Company. And that Tech Company is located in the United States. And we know why this was made. It was made for what purpose? Would you have any idea? This colored one. That's right. That's exactly why it was made, to brush teeth. And daddies and mothers constantly have to tell their children that that is the purpose of this little apparatus here. And it's a good purpose, too. It was made to brush teeth. And this is a very useful thing to have. So we know who made it, we know why it was made, and we're all thankful for its purpose, aren't we? Aren't we glad to have toothbrushes? Huh? Why, I don't suppose you boys and girls would want to go to bed without brushing your teeth, would you? Let's put this over here then in the corner and take up the next little apparatus that we have. But that really isn't an apparatus. I really don't know why I keep using that word. It is something that you all know about. And I picked this up over by Williston Hall, where we're staying. And would you like to tell me what it is, the boy here in the bow tie? It's a rock. Exactly right. It's a rock. It is a stone. Now, would you also tell me who made this? Would you have any idea who made it? Would you? Did Mr. Johnson, our president, make it? Did he make it? He didn't make it, did he? Well, there's the boy that I believe knows the answer. God made it, and he's right. God made it. It's only the Lord that can make a stone. Man can make bricks, but the Lord makes stones. And so we know the Lord made this stone. And why did the Lord make it? Why, this stone is a part of the earth upon which we live. And in the Bible it tells us that God created it. The Lord created it. And it said he created it not in vain or not a waste, but he made it to be inhabited. The Lord made the earth, and this is a part of it, for us to live upon. That is the purpose. It has a definite purpose. And I'm very happy to know that there is a world to live upon. It would be very difficult to live, wouldn't it, if you didn't have a place to live, huh? And so the Lord has made this world, the rocks, the stones, all that's here. He's made this place for us to live upon. Now, we're going to talk about something else. Verse 11 of our chapter says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. 13 children are sitting on the front row. And I would like to tell you, children, that the Lord made you. Because you're a part of all things. But I'm going to tell you something even more. I'm going to tell you that all the children on the next row were also made by the Lord. And I'd also like to tell you that all these folks here on the other side are a part of his creation. And the Lord made them. He made them. But more particularly, I want you to remember that he made you. So that you can just say within your heart this morning, the Lord Jesus made me. It says, for thy pleasure. Now, the question is, have you always pleased the Lord? Have you? You have been made for his pleasure. Have you always brought pleasure to the Lord? Have you? I saw one little child shake her head this way. She shook her head back and forth, and as if to say, well, no, I'm sorry to say that I have not always pleased the Lord. Yes, but the Bible says that's why you were made. That's why God made you, to please him. For thy pleasure, they are, were created. When we displease the Lord, that is sin. When we please ourselves, we have sinned. Sin is doing the things that only we want to do. Sin is just seeking to please ourselves. Boys and girls, if you have not always pleased the Lord, remember, then you have sinned. And because you have sinned, you need to have those sins washed away. And it will be necessary for you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior in order to have those sins forgiven. Now, you're here today in Wheaton. If you want to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven, it will be necessary for you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. To have all those sins washed away in His precious blood. And the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, I do pray that the Lord may lay this upon your heart if you have been made to realize this morning that you have been made for His pleasure. But you've not always pleased Him. Oh, it would be my desire and the desire of everyone in this room who knows Christ. It would be our desire that you might realize that this morning and that you might accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So that those times when you have not pleased Him, those sins might be washed away. Because it says, for thy pleasure they are and were created. You have been made for the pleasure and for pleasing the Lord Jesus. There was a man in the Bible whose name is Enoch. And it says about that man that he pleased God. Wasn't that a nice thing to have said about a man? It says he pleased God. And there's another man I'm thinking about that pleased God, his Father, and it was the Lord Jesus. He always did those things that pleased his Father. He never, never sinned. And more than that, he could not sin because he was the Son of God. I remember reading some time ago about a man who said this. He said, I like to read about the Lord Jesus because when I read about Him, I find a man who never did anything to please himself. Isn't that wonderful? And such is the truth. When we read about the Lord Jesus in the Bible, in the Word of God, there we find a man, and only there, who never did one thing to please himself. Oh, it was his joy and his delight to please his Father. If you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then this is the first thing you need to do to please Him. Because it says, for thy pleasure they are and were created. God's Word says that you have been made to please the Lord. Well, if you haven't pleased Him yet, would you like to please Him now? The first part of the verse says, thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Oh, yes, the Lord Jesus is worthy of your pleasing Him. He's worthy of the lives of all the boys in the fourth row. Yes, the Lord Jesus is worthy of your lives. He's worthy of your trust. He's worthy of all that you have and all that you are. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. Well, when we think of glory, we think of what somebody has done. And all boys and girls, when we think of what the Lord Jesus has done, certainly we see a display of glory in that person because he died on the cross for our sins. And everything in his life speaks of glory. And let us glorify him. And says honor. When we think about honor, we think about what a person is. There are some older Christians I know who perhaps have never done a lot of great things. But because I know them well, and I know their lives radiate the joy of the Lord, it makes me think of honor. Ah, yes, when we think of honor, we think of what somebody is in their person. And oh, the Lord Jesus is worthy of honor because of who and what He is. And it says power. Ah, that's position. Position. Authority, and the Lord Jesus is worthy of authority and power. Power over whom? Well, first of all, let's say the Lord Jesus is worthy of power over me. The Lord Jesus is worthy of power over me. And I'm so glad that some years ago, I bowed my knees and said these words, Jesus, Lord. Oh, He's worthy of power over me. I wonder if everyone in this room has ever bowed their knees and said these words, Jesus, Lord. Oh yes, let us give Him power over ourselves. And boys and girls, let me say this, if never before you have said within your heart and said in your lips to that wonderful person in heaven, Jesus, Lord, oh, maybe this may this be the day when you'll give Him power over yourself and acknowledge that He's the Lord. Oh, and He's worthy of power over this whole world, over the heavenly beings, over the entire universe. But more especially, today let's realize He is worthy of power over ourselves. Now before we sing number 45 again, I want to just read the last part of this verse again. And boys and girls, will you please remember just this one thing. As we've talked about these little objects here, we've seen that there was one item that we have not yet described. We do not know who made it, nor do we know why it was made. Then we talked about another item that we understood. We know why it was made, and we know why the stone was made. But I would like to have you remember this morning that the Lord Jesus made you. And say within your heart today, the Lord Jesus made me. The Lord Jesus made me. Why? For His pleasure. Let's sing number 45 again. Two little eyes to look to God. Two little ears to hear His word. Two little feet to walk His ways. Two hands to work for Him all my days.
Two little eyes to look to God.
Always obedient and true to Thee.